This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, and the Washington Examiner. You can find Selina's reporting at selinazito.com. We're headed to the third CD of Wisconsin, which Selina tells me is one of the most beautiful parts of Wisconsin and has enjoyed a Democratic congressman for many cycles, but he stepped aside and there is a new congressman in town. Strikingly, this is a veteran of many opportunities through his life. However, this one was a big challenge for him, running in a district that was an open seat, but dominantly rural and Democratic. And the winner is Mr. Van Orden. Selina, this is what Kevin McCarthy needs to know, why he's landslide McCarthy. The narrow majority for the Republicans start in the third CD. What is Mr. Van Orden plan? What is his mission now that he won the district with 52%?
That's really interesting that you use the word mission, because when you have men and women who are called to service, not just in the military, but in Congress, they approach their jobs as a mission, something that has purpose. And his overriding mission is to represent all of the district and not be beholden to the whims of politics, but more so be connected to the needs and concerns of the people of the district.
Derek Van Orden served in the Navy. He's been a lawyer. He got his GED as a senior GED pursuer. And he's now charmingly farm-like. He's not a farmer. Is that correct, Selina? He's a lawyer by trade.
Well, he actually owns a farm. He just got his law degree just a couple of years ago. He's never practiced law. He's the kind of guy that always needs to be achieving things. And that was something he decided to pursue at the age of 50.
Now, I want to explore a little bit what you learned from him about how he's going to do his job. Because one of the things we've been missing for the last several cycles, reaching really back to the turn of the century, was bipartisanship, or people finding a common cause to work regardless of their party affiliation. Does he find that also a challenge as he goes off to Washington?
Yes, he thinks it's important for people to be able, if you're going to represent your district and a little bit less than half of people voted for you, that does require compromise and bipartisanship just by its very nature. And Van Orden understands that, and he goes into the job very clear-eyed about that. Now, he is an unabashed conservative, so you're never going to take that, sort of mindset away from him. But he also, again, stresses that his job, though, is to represent the people, not the party.
Yes. Derek Van Orden said voters, this is Selina's reporting, told him their biggest concerns going into Election Day were the three G's. Pause. All right. You can guess for yourself. What are the three G's? The answer is gas, groceries, and grandkids. Wonderful, Selina. That sums up everybody's campaign. It's a puzzle why we have to drift into other issues. So as he goes off to Washington, does he look to work with the Democrats in Congress the way he works with the Democrats in his district? Has he spoken of that?
He didn't speak of that yet, but he did speak of making sure that bills that get passed benefit the people that he represents. So that does mean that you have to work across the aisle to achieve those kinds of things.
And about education, grandkids, I go along with that, but there have been a lot of controversies these last years because of the pandemic. Does he speak of that? At the schools I'm talking about, the way the schools were run in some districts. Was that a problem in the third CD of Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Parents, I think, as the way he explained it, parents, were going about their lives before the pandemic and were obviously involved in their children's schooling, but really didn't have an understanding of how political their children's education had become until their children were doing Zoom classes and they could hear everything that was happening. That was sort of an awakening among parents. And this is not about conservatism or liberalism, but this is just about keeping politics, period, out of their children's education.
And the Agriculture Committee, that's his ambition. Does it work that somebody from 3rd CD, Wisconsin, which is Agriculture America, gets a choice like that, or does he have to engage? 2 seconds.
That's his hope. It makes sense. It's Wisconsin, one of the top agricultural states in the country. He's in the Driftless area where organic farms come from. So it would make sense that that's where he would go.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, of the New York Post, of the Washington Examiner, all of its reporting, including the small turkey farms in Pennsylvania that will serve 4,200 turkeys in these next hours. It can be found at selenazito.com. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.